Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Kempire is brought to you by
Washington, D.C., the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era live tour is coming to your city on August 22nd. But before that, we're coming to Philly on July 10th at City Winery. Then we're going to Atlanta on August 5th. Then we're going to Washington, D.C., and this is going to be an all-new show, all-new hot topics, all-new reality TV conversation, and all kinds of amazing guests and surprises. Be sure to get your tickets today, and don't forget, we're coming back to New York City on September 12th. Go get your tickets. There's also a live stream option exclusively for the New York City show. More information will be available in the description.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
Day 18 of the Sean Diddy Combs trial already happened, and I know you've been waiting on our update. A lot is playing out, including Victim 2 is still on the stand and will take the stand again on Monday. But let's unpack everything that happened Friday in Day 18 of the Diddy trial, exclusively here on the Kempire channel. Let's talk about day 18. I know this is a little late, but this is a reminder to all the content creators, bloggers, journalists that are covering the Diddy trial. Take some time off. Yesterday, I was a part of a meditation retreat. If you're part of Club Kempire, I talked about it extensively on the new episode on the podcast. I'm glad that I took that time. So if you have a favorite content creator that's covering the story, remind them to take time to take care of themselves and do some self-care, especially this weekend. So that's what I did yesterday. But here on this Saturday, I have your day 18 because I do want to give you your daily updates on the Sean Diddy Combs trial. There is also a playlist for those that might be new to the channel and you want to hear all of what we've been covering when it comes to this trial. We've been covering Diddy and these lawsuits for a while now, so there's a lot of content on the channel. We also did an interview with a Los Angeles prosecutor, Kirsten Brown, where we talked about the prosecution's perspective on this case. She also gives just her perspective overall when it comes to this case, and we will be bringing her back here on the channel to get her perspectives on the last couple of weeks. But check out that video. I learned a lot, and the audience learned a lot as well. But let's get into day 18. Let me remind you, because I always have to remind myself, because a day off, I feel like, what happened on day 17 and day 11? So before we get into, and I am going to read some of what our friends over at Inner City Press transcribed while they were in the courtroom. But of course, our friends over at NBC News has us covered when it comes to a quick little summary of what happened on day 17 and what we can expect for day 18. So they write this, it said Combs' former girlfriend, used the pseudonym Jane, should be back on the stand this morning to continue what could be a marathon stint of testimony. And from what I hear, she is going to be going back on the stand. And the prosecution, based on what I saw, said that they will need her probably for the full day. And that's the prosecution. This is the prosecution's witness. What we learned on day 17 of Jane, sidebar, there's a lot of information. It's one thing if we're speculating with our friends and family or not even on social media, but I implore those that are covering these stories, be respectful of keeping the identity and speculation of the identity of Jane Doe or Jane. Just keep it that. You can have your speculations on with your friends and family, but let's respect the court and them trying to protect this woman. This woman wants to be protected because she is an alleged victim. And we already know how social media is already reacting to this Diddy case. Let's not continue to bully and victimize people that are victims. Okay. So Combs' former girlfriend, using the pseudonym, should take the stand today. They said her direct examination should go until Monday, lead prosecutor Maureen Ryan Comey has said. The goal is to have her excused by Thursday next week. We have to remember, this particular witness, Jane, she dated Diddy up until he was incarcerated. We found out a lot. If you missed the day 17, we really unpacked a lot in that recap. Combs was warned yesterday to steer clear of any looks towards the jury. That was another thing from day 17. The judge said it was absolutely unacceptable that Combs would try to interact with the jury panel during testimony. Subramanian told the defense attorney, Mark Agnifilo, that if Combs doesn't comply, I will give an instruction to the jury, or it could result in an exclusion of your client from the courtroom. Basically, you're out of here. And you will have to listen from, I guess, another room? I don't know. But this goes right into what the prosecution and multiple judges, including the judge here, said, this is why you can't be free. You have a habit of trying to influence witnesses, potential witnesses. And at the time, a possible jury pool. So the court will surely be casting more than a passing glance at Combs today, and to make sure that he's not trying to make any contact with the panelists. So let's talk about this. So yesterday's witnesses, meaning Thursday's witnesses, Brianna Bogolin, a friend of Cassie Ventura, testified yesterday about an incident where Combs allegedly dangled her over a 17-floor balcony in Los Angeles in 2016. We told you this testimony did not go well. And I also put out the disclaimer that it probably didn't go well in regards to her recollection of times, dates, and things like that, because she also admitted to doing heavy drugs with Cassie at the time. The defense accused her of lying, showing a hotel receipt that appeared to show Combs was at the Trump International Hotel and Tower in Manhattan around the time of the alleged incident. Combs' attorney, Westmoreland, asked Bogolin, "You came in here and lied to the jury. Isn't that true?" Bogolin replied, "I can't agree with you." I think a more concrete answer would be, "No, I did not lie to the jury. Everything that I said under oath is true." But, okay. Enrique Santos, an investigative analyst for the U.S. Attorney's Office, also briefly testified about extracting data from cell phones, including deleted messages. One such message from Cassie Ventura's phone showed her informing Combs Enterprises chief of staff, Christina Curram, who we still don't know whether or not she's going to testify. I think we're assuming that she will, about the alleged 2016 balcony dangling incident. So based on what we're hearing, there's conflicting reports in regards to whether or not Cassie actually saw this happen or just heard it happen. She was in the apartment at the time. However, the text message confirms that they talked about this happening back then. Whether or not Cassie saw it or not is a whole other conversation. Yesterday, Thursday, Jane, Combs' former girlfriend, testified that she and Combs shared a loving relationship beginning in 2021. After her first freak-off, however, she said it became a Pandora's box situation in which she had no choice but to oblige. The sex sessions could last between 24 and 30 hours with no sleep, Jane said. As a single mother who became to depend on Diddy, I felt an obligation because I knew he was paying my rent, she testified. There's also audio that came out yesterday. We're going to play the audio because, although I think that Diddy is a horrible person, I definitely think he abused people, I don't think this audio is landing the way that the prosecution thinks it's landing, at least not for me. So Jane, a former girlfriend of Combs, is back on the stand for another day of testimony. The prosecution will continue direct questioning of what is supposedly their last witness in the trial. What happened to victim three? Oh, so I'm guessing victim three really did not decide to testify or disappeared. Okay. Jane was asked what protection she and the entertainers used during hotel nights and said they used none because Combs did not want it. Jane said that she asked Combs at least twice if the entertainer could wear condoms. The second time she asked was at a Miami hotel, she said, and he responded almost incensed and guilt-tripped her. He said that he didn't want to see a rubber while he was watching, she said. Okay, let me get to what Inner City Press is reporting in regards to what she said on the stand. Let's go backtrack a little bit. We're going to skip over some of the logistical administrative things that both the prosecution and defense are discussing with the judge. All right, so the judge says, bring in the jury and the witness. AUSA Comey says, good morning. How many times did you travel to Las Vegas? Jane says, once on Sean's plane. He was hosting an event. Then he wanted entertainment for the night. We had that. What do you mean? And entertained, we had sex. What did going off the grid mean? Getting free. Did Sean call you a freak? She says, yes. He wanted me to be wild and sexual. Hence why he encouraged all these people to do these different drugs. I'm adding this, y'all, for those that are listening to the podcast. So AUSA says, did you ask Sean if the entertainers could wear condoms? She says, yes. The first time with Don and another, Sean guilt tripped me out of it. It was not something he wanted to see. What was his tone? Condescending. Did he say why? Condescending tone. I mean, again, I feel like that. I'm surprised we didn't hear an objection, because how do you decide if something's, I guess. I'm just wondering how can you tell if someone's tone is condescending? I just feel like me viewing that as condescending versus you might be different, but that's just me. Did he say why he did not want the entertainer to wear a condom? Jane says he did not want to see a rubber. Did you raise it ever when sober and not in a hotel room? She says, yes. Was this ever recorded? She says, yes. One that I'm aware of. I'm trying to ask the entertainer if he can wear a condom. He's looking for it. I'd like to call up exhibit with an aide. Did you listen to this? Jane says, yes. And did you read the transcript that's on the screen? Jane says, yes. Screen not visible to the gallery. All right. So they play scratchy audio played. She says, let's start at the 8 minutes and 20 seconds. When you said that you think remember, he's trying to transcribe this, so there are some grammatical errors. They're in the chair. What were you referring to? She says, condoms. What do you understand what Sean meant when he said you were just taking that D? Jane says that we already had intercourse. And Comey says, when he said, if you don't touch yourself right now, what was he saying? Jane says, to just move on. Why did you think that you needed permission from Sean for the man having sex with your body wear a condom? Objection, Diddy's attorney says. Judge says, overruled. AUSA says, sidebar? Judge says, sure. They're back. Why did you not say no? He'd get agitated. How would intercourse with an entertainer end? He'd finish on me. Then what with Sean? We'd have sex. Would you clean up the release? I have to change these words for you guys. She says, no. Okay. Why not? Sean liked it, to play around with it. Remember, Cassie talked about this as well. Ugh. AUSA says, typically, how many rounds? Objection, overruled. Every entertainer was different, some three. Again, remember, these sometimes lasted for 24 to 30. I can't even imagine. That's just a lot. Comey says, would you decide if you could stop when you were tired? Jane says, Sean, and then sobs. Do you need a moment? She sobs. I'm sorry. What was your question? How did you say that you wanted to stop? I'd say like this. I'm hungry. Make little faces. Mm-mm-mm. She says, I'd send him subtle cues. What would he say? He'd say, you're not getting tired on me, are you? Let's go out on a high note. Let's finish strong, she sobs. What would Sean give you to keep you awake and having sex with the entertainers? She says, ecstasy. Ecstasy keeps you awake? Did you ever cry after one of these hotel nights? She says, twice. Tell us about the first. I thought it was a date night, one-on-one, but he said that there would be an entertainer, but just a quick one. I hung on to that, but 18 hours. Oh my gosh. And after 18 hours and three rounds with the entertainer, Sean said that he'd had to leave. I started crying. So she's thinking that she's going to spend one-on-one time with him, and it ends up just being one of these nights. Were you with someone else? Jane says, I was with Sean. I was in the Waldorf in Beverly Hills early in our relationship. What did Sean say? He said, are you crying? Like looking disgusted. Then he just sat there listening to music. I was clinging to him. He said that he could move things around with his family and I could go home with him. I just wanted to be in his arms after all that. And the second time, I was in the shower after one of these nights. Is your memory spotty? What do you remember? She says, I was so high. I was having sex with Paul. Then I was in the shower with Sean. He said, stop it. I'm too high. Stop. Comey says, Paul, one of the entertainers, were these hotel nights work for you? Objection, overruled. Jane says, it was work from start to finish. What did you try to do to speed things up? She said, I do foreplay and bring them into the room. Sean would say, slow it down, more foreplay. What words would he use? Objection, time frame. Judge says, that's fair. AUSA is May to October 2023. AUSA says, May of 2021 to October of 2023. What would Sean say? He'd say, I'm not ready to see that yet. How would you feel? Defense says, sidebar. Judge says, sure. Okay, they're back from their sidebar. How did you feel? I'd want to be with Sean at the end. Where would you go? To his residence. Was there any part of these hotel nights you enjoyed being with Sean? Comey then says, would he text him? Jane says, to say, I guess maybe this was supposed to be, would you text him? She says, to say, I love you. Did you text that you wanted to have more sex? She says, yes, with him. Did you text him that you wanted to have sex with others? She says, yes, it was his fantasy. Very coincides with what Cassie testified as well. AUSA says, did you tell you want to text? I don't understand that question. I think that was an error. Again, this is why I say this is not an exact transcription. She says, yes. Did he tell you what to text? Jane says, yes. He asked, what do you want? Be explicit. AUSA says, why did you write these things? I want to make my lover happy. Look at this one from November 9th of 2021. What did you write? I wrote, I'm horny for you. You don't have to read this, but did you write, I wanna suck Paul's D? Why did you write that? Jane says, I knew it would turn Sean on. Who is Paul? An entertainer. You text him you wanted to stop having hotel nights? Jane says, yes. What did you write here? I'm so much more than being left in the dark of a hotel room. My heart is breaking. I don't want to play this role in your life anymore. I feel like it's only reason you pay for the house. We need to talk like adults. Comey says, how long had Sean been paying your rent? Five months or so. Did you see drugs in the hotel rooms? Objection, overruled. She says, ecstasy, molly, cocaine, pink powder, which I believed is called 2C. Who gave them to you? Sean. Did you ever see any of the entertainers taking drugs? She says, no. That was my one rule. I told them they couldn't take drugs. I didn't want them to be out of control while they were with me. How did ecstasy make you feel? Sexual energy. Why did you feel that you had to take these drugs? She says, otherwise it would be too real. Very similar to Cassie's testimony. I wanted to, I don't know, feel like sobs. It would make things earlier. Did you ever do hotel nights without drugs? She says, twice, once with Paul. Why didn't you take drugs that time? I didn't want to do that to my body, but it was too real. So I asked Sean for a pill. Did Sean give it to you? Yes, I felt better. The second time, because at this particular point, now she's addicted. The second time, she says, my partner was taking too many pills. My partner was taking too many pills. I'm not sure she means Sean. Okay. So Jane says, he said, I'll do 30 days without drugs, but let's have one last sobriety party at the Le Martage. So this is what she said that Diddy said. I'll do 30 days without drugs, but let's have one last sobriety. Like, he is so manipulative. But I hear what some of you are saying. But does this prove racketeering and S trafficking? The S trafficking part is a little complicated. I'm not an attorney, but I can see the angle that's being painted here. Comey says, how long did it last? She says, too long. 18 hours. That seems like, okay, for lack of a better word, begins with the S, ends with a Y. Slave. I don't know what I can say on YouTube anymore. So she says, what happened? The first guy, the second guy, I was not feeling well. I threw up. I told Sean I'd just thrown up. What did he say? He said, that's good. Now you'll be ready for the third guy. He's here. Oh my gosh. How did you feel? She says, I was disgusted. I was just repulsed. I was just too mad to myself. She says, I was mad. I had let myself get into this. Comey says, this would be a good place for a break. The judge says, I agree. Oh my, I feel for her. I don't care what people want to say about any of these victims, alleged victims. But when you think about this and you think about the complications of being in love with someone and then they introduce you to this world and you want to make them happy, you want to satisfy them. And then it turns into this. Ugh. This is why a lot of women are like, I'm not going to, you talk about these little fantasies that you want to have, then all of a sudden it's turned into a Diddy situation where it constantly you want to introduce these fantasies into the bedroom when I thought it was like a once in a while thing. And now it's turning into 18, 24 hours of sex. And now I need to take something in order to make it through. I don't know what technical charges other than what they're being charged now would be for something like that at maybe at the state level. Because we're not even just talking about DV now. Again, remember the defense's defense is the fact that these were consensual interactions, consensual adults, consenting adults. Bring back Jane and the jury. Comey says, did Sean ever run out of drugs during a hotel night? She says, yes. What happened? He would call one of the assistants or butlers to bring more drugs, sometimes his security. Okay, enterprise, you have all of your employees doing these things. Comey says, what assistants? Brendan, Frank, John. Let me show you a photo of Brendan, not shown on the to the gallery. No reason to redact, so why not? Yeah, okay. This is what Inner City Press is writing. That's him. He would bring pill bottles. Then there would be cocaine, weed. Who from security... he called for drugs. Fahim. Sean called him Fa. Who else brought drugs? Guido. He brought mostly ecstasy, Molly, and Xanax and Coke. Did you take Xanax? Yes, after I put Sean to sleep. Comey says, did you ever carry drugs for Sean? Yes, from LA to Miami. Transporting drugs? Okay. So she says, yes, from LA to Miami, KK told me I'll have security come out and give you the package. I asked, is it safe and okay? KK has to testify. So I don't know how they're saying that this will be the last witness for the prosecution. I don't know if I believe that. Jane said, she said, it's fine. I do it all the time. Okay, KK. Comey says, where did you give Sean the package? She says, in the bathroom of Two Star. He opened it, and then I saw colorful pills. I assumed, I don't want you to assume, did you take the pills? She says, yes, for a hotel night. It was ecstasy. Did you move drugs for Sean another time? She says, yes, in my luggage from LA to Miami. There Sean and I used them. They were ecstasy. Before May and October of 2021, who reached out to the entertainers? She says, Sean. Okay, this is a little different. Then who? She says, me. Why did you start choosing? I didn't want it to be a stranger, just a stranger. I assessed the dynamic of our relationship. We were watching Korn and saw a performance, said that one. Why did you want to choose? I couldn't get away from this. Who did you choose? Sly Williams. I called him Chef. He had a passion for cooking. What were you and Sean doing? Having sex on ecstasy. We started talking about Sly's size. Sean was acting all flirtatious about it. I sent Sly a message over Instagram. Did he respond? Yes. I told him I was a fan of his work. Maybe we should meet up one day. We did a FaceTime. Sean was there. What happened? He got hot and steamy. I asked him to show me himself. Comey says, he showed you his private area? I'm changing the words. She says, yes. And I was casting from my phone to Sean's television. How did you get Sly from Atlanta to LA? This goes to the charges of transportation of S workers. That's a charge. That's one of the federal charges. How'd you get Sly from Atlanta to LA? I told Sean I would arrange his flight. I booked it online on Expedia. Sean paid me back. This doesn't implicate Diddy. Technically, it implicates her. Comey says, what happened? He was cute and sweet. He was nervous too. It was my first time. First time what? Contacting an adult film star. I had told him it was me and my partner. He said, fine. What hotel? La Mirage, I believe. Jane says, it was routine. The oils would come out. I'd be in a uniform. I dance, then sex. What was Sean doing? He was, I'm changing the words, pleasuring himself. Then who invited him the next time? I did. I would suggest Sly. He was familiar to me. Where else did you meet Sly? The Trump Hotel. The Trump Hotel in New York? She says, yes. I would book his flights from Atlanta and you'd paid him afterward? She says, yes. $2,000 to $4,000. Where from? Objection. Comey says, where did the cash you pay Sly come from? Sean, from the drawer. Sometimes we use Cash App. Was there a second adult entertainer you reached out to? She says, yes, Anton. I think Anton Harris. It was his stage name. I don't know his real name. Jane says, we were watching Anton's films and I was really into him. I messaged him on Instagram. He was in LA. I invited him over. How did Anton respond? Positively. We were in my first residence. What happened? The same. Sean watched. Happy. Did you see Anton again? She says, yes. Sometimes at hotels in LA, sometimes in my apartment. Did you FaceTime with Anton and Sly? She says, yes. When Sean and I were alone having sexy times. Why would Sean call them? She says he wanted something live. Okay. Jane says, I was doing like sexting, FaceTime, screen sharing to Sean's TV. I told Sly and Anton I was alone so that they would feel comfortable. So they didn't even know that this was happening. Did you, wait a second, so did he record these sessions? And was he recording people without their knowledge? Okay. I don't know the legal ramifications. Another question for Kirsten to ask. Did you ask Sly and Anton to send you pictures of their private parts? I'm changing words. Jane says, yes, Sean wanted them. He would say, get it. Okay, look, this is not against the law that he could be bisexual or into seeing these things. It's not against the law, okay? I'm just emphasizing that, but we can react. Oh, okay, Diddy. I mean, he was recently sued for the woman referred to his private area as a Tootsie Roll. I can never have a Tootsie Roll again. And I love a Tootsie Roll. I can never have a Tootsie Roll again. I will always think of Diddy. And Nancy Grace, you are a fool. And I mean that facetiously and in the best way ever. When she was opening up a Tootsie Roll on her show, talking about Diddy, I said, I can't. And that vision also makes it worse. I can never have a Tootsie Roll again. Anyway. Okay. So did you ask Sly and Anton to send you pictures of their private areas? Jane says, yes, Sean wanted them. He would say, get it. Oh, God. Now I can't even hear Diddy say get it anymore. Comey says, did Anton or Sly ever send you photos of their private areas when you were not with Sean? She says, yes, I was polite and flirtatious, but not as flirtatious as when I was with Sean. Did you ever see Anton or Sly in person without Sean? She says, no. Are these your text messages? I'm changing the word just because I can't pronounce it the way that I want to in this sentence. She says, are these your text messages with Sly? She says, let me show you. Text not shown in the exhibit screen in the gallery. This is inner city writing this. Jane says, I was asking for explicit photos or videos from him. That's what my partner wanted. Partner meaning Diddy. What did Sly say? He said, I'm down. What did you say? I wrote, I'm touching myself. Then what's your full name in DOB? Why that? To book his travel. What did you write? She's booking. Jane says she's booking. Jen was. November 9th, 2021, The Flight. Comey says other entertainers, Paul and Don, Sean coordinated others. Between May 2021 and October of 2023, how often were the hotel nights? Often, every week, every other week. After February of 2024, where did this happen? She says Two Star in LA. In the LA residence, you're still living in? She says yes. After February of 2024, she says maybe five times. How many different men? She says, I don't know. Let's talk about some. Who's this? Don. Last time, August 2024 at Two Star. Jane says, I only saw Don in Miami. Comey says, who's this? Paul. When was the last time? End of July of 2024. Mind you, if you pay attention to the dates, this is after Cassie's lawsuit. This is after his home has been raided. We already know this, though, because remember when he was arrested, they discovered freak-off material in his hotel, which has been shown to the court and the jury. What did you think of Paul? What did you think Paul did? A personal trainer for Sean in LA, Miami, and the Turks. How did Paul get there? He'd book his own travel or he'd already be there. Who's this? A man named Leo. I met him through Sean for one of these nights. I met him on my birthday. Last time, 2023. Where did you see Leo? LA. What else did you call him? Italian. Who's this? A guy Sean brought into a night in 2021. What happened? Sean said that he had someone coming over. I was repulsed in Le Mactage, that hotel. He looked sweaty. He didn't look nice. He kind of smelled. Ew. Damn. Not the S worker catching strays during testimony. What did you do? I tried to make it work. I tried to seduce him with my body. He just kept sweating so much. I looked at my partner. I'm not feeling this. I was in lingerie and heels. What was he wearing? Nothing. Sean said, do you want to taste it? I said, I'm not feeling this. What did Sean do? He laid me down and started having sex with me. Where was the man hovering over me? He was sweating on me. Oh, God. Then what? Sean told me to look at the man's private part, but it wasn't happening. Sean told me no worries and the man left. Then what? Sean told me he had someone else coming. My gosh. Paul, I was blindfolded. Sean wanted me to touch him. Jane says, I took a liking to Paul. I was more comfortable. I thought that he was handsome and nice and he had some warm energy. Did you want to have sex with him? She says, no, but if I had to have sex with someone, I guess it was not so bad with Paul. What's this? The photo of a man named Michael. I saw him twice in 2022 or 2023 in the Edition, Los Angeles. Sean said something new was coming. Then, like just a bit later, Sean was having a small talk with this guy on the balcony. He invited me out. I thought Michael was attractive. He was from a website. Comey says, who's this? I don't know his name. I met him on my birthday in 2023, one of these nights. Not on your own birthday. What happened? Sean told me to come to Miami. We would be alone. He was so sweet. We were eating sushi at Nobu in the hotel. Sean said, we have entertainment. I gulped and said, entertainer? Oh, poor thing. What did he say? It's your birthday. I just accepted it. She says, why? Comey says, why? I don't know. Upstairs, this man comes in. It was routine. I think at this particular point, she's just been manipulated into just accepting this behavior. She says, I am like a robot. I'm just getting the guy comfortable. Sobs. Do you need a break, Jane? You said you were robotic. What do you mean? I have done it so many times. I have done so many of these. I can just tune out. My partner likes to see. I just turn on this person. What do you mean you turn on this another person? A person who can just do this? What happened? I was much quicker with this person. He felt more like a stranger to me than anyone. I don't want to do this on my birthday. I asked Sean for a condom. Where was he? He was behind the man. He gave me these dirty looks like, you better not ask for an effing condom. I could just hear that. What else did you hear him say? Objection, overruled. I didn't want to sour the mood. Why didn't you want to sour the mood? Jane cries, I just didn't want my partner unhappy with me on her own birthday. Do you need a break, Jane? No, I'm okay. What happened next? If you're ready to tell us. Sean gave him a condom, but then walked away. He was so disappointed. The guy finished, I can't remember where. What next? The man left. We switched rooms to a bigger suite. What then? Sean was more loving. He was celebratory. He sounds like he is very moody. Did he ever come out with any sort of diagnosis of being bipolar? I don't recall. Jane says he had, but you also remember, sidebar, you also remember that one of the possible defenses that the defense was going to take was Sean Diddy Combs' mental stability. But we shall see. I haven't really seen them lean into that yet. Jane says that he had cake there and balloons. Then Sly comes. Oh my gosh, another guy? So she's thinking that she's finally going to be able to celebrate her birthday with the person that she loves. And then another guy comes. Comey says, any talk? She says, no, it was just hours and hours of that. Pleasing this guy, doing so much, doing all of it. Foreplay, things I know my partner wants to see. Going back and forth, it was morning. Like, I'm tired for her. This is why I said sometimes, it's, for those that are covering these stories, take a break. She said, Comey says, then what did Sean say? That Don was coming. What did you say? Nothing. Like that it was fine. Why? I love my partner. What did you do with Don? Sex. Let's break for lunch. So they take a break. So let me go back and look at the summaries, and then we'll go back to reading, because I know some of you have said that you like when I read what Inner City Press is transcribing from inside the court, which, especially when this is probably one of the star or most important witnesses for the prosecution. All right. So just summarizing some of what we said, because like I said, for at least for me, reading it to you guys versus understanding what I'm reading can be a little different. So I like reading the summary for myself. So I'm also understanding what we just read. So you also will let me know if you'd like when I do that as well. Even if you don't, I need to do it for me. Okay. All right. So Jane was asked that what protection she and the entertainers used during hotel nights and said that they used none because Combs did not want it. Jane said that she asked Combs at least twice if the entertainer could wear condoms. The second time she asked was at a Miami hotel. She said, and he responded, almost incensed and guilt tripped her. He said that he didn't want to see a rubber while he was watching, she said. Jane broke down in sobs. Sidebar, you remember Jonathan Oddie? He claimed that he got an STD from Cassie in these freak offs. And so it makes me wonder, I have questions. I wonder if that is a question that comes up in testimony on Friday or if it will come up in testimony next week, whether or not she caught anything from these freak offs or experienced anything. Because remember, Cassie talked about what she experienced physically because of these freak offs between the sores in her mouth and UTIs and... My gosh, especially for that amount of time that you're having sex. Jane broke down in sobs as she described encounters with sex partners during alleged hotel nights that she said that could go on for multiple rounds. When she wanted to stop for the time, she said that she would tell Combs that she was tired, to which he would respond, "You're not getting tired on me, are you? Let's finish strong." She said through tears that she didn't know why she didn't outright tell Combs she wanted to stop and that he would give her multiple doses of ecstasy per night in order to keep her awake. Jane told the jury that she tried to get hotel nights over with as soon as she could. Combs didn't like that. He asked me to slow things down and do more foreplay, she explained. When she tried to speed things up, Combs would allegedly say, "Not yet." In court, Jane said that she felt obligated to participate in Combs' hotel nights because she felt if she did not, he would take her house away from her, which he was paying for. "I wish we could take this back to when we first started dating," Jane wrote in a text to Combs displayed in court. "Ever since I opened Pandora's box, I haven't been able to close it." Damn. Jane said that she felt that she had to take drugs during hotel nights with Combs because when I wouldn't, it would feel just too real. Something she said she didn't want to experience. "I just wanted to just feel like it would just make things easier," she said, again breaking down in tears. She said that she attempted to 2 hotel nights without drugs. The first, she said that she didn't like it. The fantasy wasn't there. It was too real. It wasn't easy. She said that she ultimately asked for a pill after she felt much better. The second time, she said that she wanted Combs to get sober because she cared about him so much. He agreed to take 30 days off from drugs, but said, "Let's just have one more sobriety party," Jane recalled. That's the quote. Jane said the longest hotel night was 3 to 3.5 days over New Year's Eve in 2022. We have to remember, she's the one doing all the work. He's watching, and according to lawsuits and the indictment, he would go off and do other things while these people were doing this. And he would watch via his own stream or video. I don't know. She said that she did not sleep at all and stayed awake with ecstasy. The shortest hotel night was 12 hours long. When asked how she stayed awake, she answered that it was through the use of ecstasy, caffeine, water, and protein shakes. Lord. Despite calling it a sobriety party, Jane said Combs used ecstasy and cocaine that night in Beverly Hills. She said that party lasted 2 long hours, during which she went through the typical routine. She said that she was in an outfit with Combs, then went 2 rounds with 2 different men. After that, Jane said that she went to the bathroom because she wasn't feeling well and she threw up. Sean came in and he was like, "That's good. You feel better? Let's go. The third guy is here," she recalled him saying. She said that she hated doing the sobriety party without drugs, adding that she was repulsed and so mad at herself for doing that. At first, Combs chose the entertainers who joined the hotel nights, but later, Jane started to pick them. She said, explaining, "I didn't like to be surprised by a stranger." She said that she and Combs watched pornography. From there, she had the idea to choose the entertainer she liked from it. All the men involved were strangers. She started to pick the entertainers in late 2021 and early 2022. She says, "I hated it. If I'm going to be doing this, I should choose who's going to be on my body." Jane was asked about the entertainers she met with. One man who went by the nickname Chef was chosen when Jane and Combs were watching some of his videos, taking drugs and having sex. She said that she got in touch with Chef after Combs encouraged her to. She and Chef would have sexual FaceTime calls and she'd mirror the video call on TV.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get 2 free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
For Combs to watch, she said. The prosecution asked Jane if she wanted to have sex with the entertainer she ended up picking, and Jane reiterated, "No." She said that she did it because I wanted to impress my lover. She said that she didn't see 2 of the entertainers in person without Combs, and he'd encourage her to ask for explicit photos and videos. Jane said that one of the men who was included in the 2021 hotel night with Combs repulsed her, saying that he was sweaty, smelly, and didn't look nice. "I just remember I was hesitant," the witness said, of the encounter with the man at the Hermitage Hotel. She says, "I tried to make it work. I tried to seduce him with my body, and I don't know. Some of the sort of attraction happened, but he was so sweaty that she was trying to give Combs looks to show that she wasn't feeling this. While wearing high heels and lingerie, she tried to dodge Combs' suggestions for a professional oral," we'll say that, "on the man, repeatedly telling him she wasn't feeling it. Then," she said, "Combs started having sex with her, and I just remember this man sweating on me." Combs then dismissed the man, Jane recalled. In another instance, Jane said that she was repulsed by a man Combs invited to a hotel night in 2023. She talked to Combs in a separate room and told him that she was not attracted to him, to which Combs asked, "Are you sure?" Because Diddy's like, "I'm attracted to him, maybe? I don't know." Jane said she again tried to make it work before letting Combs know that she can't do it. His demeanor was agitated, but he said, "Okay, all right," she said in court, adding that another entertainer came after the first one left. Like he had them on deck? According to a look inside the courtroom, according to NBC News, they said Combs is sitting with his hands clasped in front of him, watching Jane testify. All of the attorneys from both the prosecution and the defense appeared riveted by Jane's testimony today. Jane testifies that despite telling Combs she didn't want the hotel nights, he surprised her with an entertainer for her birthday in 2023. For her birthday, Combs told her to go to Miami and have a birthday party with just him. She expected quality time, dinner, and sex with just Combs, she said. Once at dinner, she said that she was dressed up and really happy to be around my lover. Then she said he sprung on her, "I'm so excited to see the entertainer tonight." "I had this gulp. I did not expect that," she said. Combs told her, "It's your birthday and let's have fun. I just accepted it," she recalled. She said that she didn't know the entertainer and didn't want to have sex with him, but didn't want Combs to be unhappy with her either on her birthday. Jane tearfully testified that after sex with that entertainer, two more came afterward. She said that she was having sex as Combs watched until the morning hours. All right, so they take lunch. The prosecution will continue direct questioning of Jane into the afternoon. Guys, we'll take this time to remind you to like this video, subscribe to the channel if you like these Diddy updates, and don't forget, you can hear our Diddy trial updates on the Kempire podcast. Also, don't forget, we are raising, it is Pride Month, happy Pride. We're trying to raise $3,000 for the center this year. We're trying to raise $3,000. A lot of you already donated. We appreciate that, but we're still very far from our goal. So if you haven't already, be sure to donate or share this video or share one of our last videos and allow someone else to donate. Help us get to our goal for Pride Month. And, of course, shout out to all of you that are celebrating Eid right now, Eid Mubarak. Let's get back into the testimony. Let's see what our friends over at Inner City Press have. So Comey, the AUSA, says, "This afternoon we'll be showing some explicit exhibits in the binder, so not on the counsel's screens, but counsel can come up and see them, just as okay bringing the witness and the jury." "Have you seen this man?" Jane says, "Sean brought him to our hotel in L.A. I was in a robe and lingerie, the whole wardrobe I usually had. What happened in the living room of the suite? I knew this was something I could not fake." "What do you mean?" "I was repulsed by him. I tried for 30 minutes. Then I told Sean, 'Can I talk to you in the bedroom?' There, I told him, 'I can't.' I tried again, but no. I told Sean, 'I'm sorry.' How did Sean respond?" "Agitated." "Then another man came?" Oh, this is what Jane says. "Then another man came. Did Sean talk to you first?" She says, "No. Who's this? A man I met in New York. I told him I didn't want to go to New York if it was just to set me up with a man. He says, 'No, one-on-one.' So I went." "Wow. Did you get Wi-Fi on the plane?" She says, "Yes. Sean sent me text. 'Do you want entertainment tonight?' How did you feel?" She says, "Disappointed. My thought of seeing my lover was shot down." "Where did you go in New York?" "The Trump Hotel." "I saw the assistant setting up the room with red lights for a hotel night. I took this photograph, not shown in the gallery screen. What happened next? I told Sean I don't want to do this. He was just super defensive. On the way back to the room, Sean gave me a pill." "What was it?" She says, "Ecstasy. I took it. The man was in the room. We had small talk. I let the man touch my leg a little bit. I took Sean to the bedroom and told him, 'I can't do this.'" "How did Sean react?" "Agitated. I called another performer." "Why?" "That's a hard question. At that point in the relationship, I knew that's what my partner would want." "Was Sean paying your rent?" She says, "Yes." "Did he mention it?" "Objection." Judge says, "Time frame." "Was this after Sean started paying your rent?" She says, "Yes. I called Sly. He was excited. He flew to New York that night from Atlanta. What happened? It was nice. We had sex in front of Sean at the Trump Hotel. Me and Sean had to go our separate ways, but I didn't want Sly to feel we were just leaving him. So cash was brought to the front desk for him by an assistant." "Which one?" "Joey." "And this man, I had sex with him in front of Sean." "And another?" "A Spanish buff man. He was a bit odd. I felt he was pulling out of his... He was pulling out of this scent to smell during sex. I don't know. I don't get... We are reading a transcription from someone in the court. So there are some mistakes. So AUSA's in front of Sean. She says, "Yes." "Another?" "A man who looked more European. At Le Mertage, we had sex twice." "Which entertainers did you see most often?" She says, "Paul and Sly." "Which ones did you reach out to?" "Them, Anton and Don." Did you ever arrange hotel nights as a surprise for Sean? Jane says, yes, twice, like Valentine's Day or the return from a trip. You saw cash during these hotel nights where? A drawer, nightstand. When Sean ran out of cash, what did he do? He made a phone call to his security and his or assistants. KK, cash would appear. How much? A good amount. Comey says, to whom did Sean hand cash? Paul, Don. He paid at the end. Okay. I guess they're trying to cover the whole transportation for these S workers, which is one of the federal charges. Okay. What would Sean say before he brought out his iPhone to record? Nothing. Or it's just for me. Does Sean sometimes act different? She says, sometimes happy, sometimes not. What directions would Sean give? To put the baby all on the man, to touch myself. When you knew the camera was on you, how did you react? It was just a part of it. Did Sean ever record you while you were on, while not on drugs? She says, no. Did you act like you enjoyed it? She says, yes. Why? I wanted to put on a good show. What fantasy talk did you engage in? So much role play. A fantasy. I'm sorry. There are just so many memories. He would create characters. Comey says, and I'm going to show you some exhibits, not on the carousel screens, on the council screens. How is this? Me and Don. I guess maybe they said, who is this? But it says, how is this in the transcription? Me and Don. The next one is me and Sly. This, me and Paul. Then me and Leo. Anton and myself. Was Sean present for all of these? She says, yes. I wore the stripper shoes on the whole time. What would happen with the baby oil? It would drip down on the shoes. I would try to keep my balance. Did Sean ask you to get your nipples pierced? She says, yes. I said it would turn him on. I'm not sure if he said it. Again, this is not an exact transcription, but this is what the way it's written. This is why I like reading the summary. Comey says, who set up your piercing appointment? KK. Then, AUSA says, then got caught on my lingerie and my nipples got infected. I took them off. What did Sean say? He said, where are my piercings? This is the last time I see you without them. Oh. Did your back hurt? Yes, from the bending over so much. Where else did you get sore? My private area, she says the actual thing. Did you tell Sean? She says, no. Why not? I just didn't want to indicate any negativity. Why did you keep going? She says, I'm not sure. The judge asks for a sidebar. Do you have an estimate of how much times you told Sean you didn't want to keep having these hotel nights? Jane says, I don't have an estimate. Did you write? She says, yes. And sometimes I'd have the courage to text it to Sean. What did you see in your text messages? She says that I'd been texting it since 2021, how I felt. What's this? Text exhibit not on screen. This is according to Inner City Press. November 2021, I felt jealous. I saw he was doing things with another woman on their IG stories. Why did you feel jealous? If you knew he was dating other women, I came to do hotel nights with Don and Sly. Then he gives quality time to another woman. This next text, I wonder. Okay, I'm not going to even get to speculating who that other woman could be. Because again, I don't know. She could potentially be a victim that ends up testifying. Okay, Jane says, I wrote, I need a breather and a break from you. Play this exhibit, a voice note. So Combs's voice note, Combs's voice says, she asked me to work out. This is the time you're going to be cursed at. You're going to curse at me. I don't have a bunch of guy friends. Don't matter if I just effed her. Be sad. Go crazy. I don't deserve being honest with someone. Okay. There was some more audio that came out we're going to talk about. How often did Sean call you crazy? She says, often. It made me feel confused. What did you say? That she didn't come to the gym? I don't even care who you are laying up with. I wanted that time with him. You just want the hotel-ish, she says. What happened here? I had sex with Leo. I was high. It made my partner happy. I was okay with it. How many phones did Sean use then? 2. Sean started dating another woman. He did a big birthday party for her. You already know the internet sleuths are tying this all together. He did a big birthday party for her. How did you see it? IG. What did you say? I see what you're going. And for those that are in the live chat or the comment section, please not speculate on who victim two is. You can speculate amongst yourselves. Do not do it in my chat or in the comment section. What did you say? Jane says, I see what you're doing, what you are, I think, doing for her. He meant to write. Why do you play me? Say she's just a business partner. Then you say that she's spending money on you. How would you feel if I said a man was spending money on me? You wrote, AUSA says, I feel cheap. After your first hotel night in May of 2021 with Don, what did you do next? Out on a yacht. And later? We would just sleep after hotel nights. What did you write in this note? I wrote, why am I just for your freaky desires? Did you send this to Sean? She says, no, I did not have the courage. And this note? I wrote, you were partying with another girl. You just want me for debauchery. I'm done being used by you. You're trashing my house with dirty but debauchery. I'm done. And what was this? Right after I spent my birthday, I think he meant to write, having sex with these men in the hotel room, Sean went on vacation with another girl he was dating. How did he respond to your text? He wrote, I didn't tell her about your birthday. Comey says, what did he write to you next? That it looked like I had a nice birthday dinner with my girlfriends. Who paid for that dinner? Sean. But was he there? No. And here, when you said you were tired, after 3 men. What did he write to you here? He wrote, I'm tired of you throwing sex in my face. Let's just be friends. What did you think he meant? Anytime I brought up the hotel nights. So he was like guilt tripping her. What did you write? Are you really breaking up with me? Jane sobbing, according to Interstate Press. You're the only man in my life. You took someone else to the place. Oh, wait. So she's sobbing. You're the only man in my life. You took someone else to the place I have dreamed about. Where? Turks, she says. What did he write? He wrote, I'm tired of these long texts telling me what I'm doing wrong. I wrote, what am I doing wrong? Okay, with the jury out, please pull up this exhibit. What is this? Jane says, a note on my notes. Were you writing what you were feeling at the time? Jane says, yes. I wrote, you lied straight to my face to use me for a hotel night before your trip. So she's writing this on her notes app. I believe notes apps, you can confirm dates, but I'm just wondering, even if you don't confirm the date, is it confirmed within the notes app? Probably, maybe. But it's important to note, she's not writing this to him. She's writing this as like her journal. I wrote, you lied straight to my face to use me for a hotel night before your trip. When you took a break from Sean, where did you travel? France. Sean started texting me again and again. Paris, Paris, Paris. How did it make you feel? That he cared. But I knew I had to stay strong. I went away for 5 days. He was adamant we should see each other. I missed him too. Why? She says, because I love him. Soon, I'm reading this exactly how InterCity Press is writing it. I'm not sure if she said, I love him in present tense or loved him. Because remember, she dated him up until he was arrested. Soon, we were planning to go to Turks. I'd go to Miami first. What did Sean write to you? He said, a night of debauchery, then to the beach. Wow. Jane said, I said, no, we have to reconnect. He said, cool. Did that turn out to be true? She says, no. What did you do in Miami? We bickered about Paris. He said his girl can't just up and leave like that. His girl. This photo, our dinner. Then what? He took a pill and we went to a hotel. We were watching corn and Sean said, do you want Don? What did you say? I said, yes. Why? I was just used to it. Then we went to Turks. And in Turks, Paul came in. What happened? I'm back in an outfit. I'm trying to do another round. It was really painful. I couldn't have sex. Why not? I was extremely sore at this point. Sean tried to lube me up. He said, you can't take any more D. I threw the bracelet and said, you only brought me here to suck D for you. I was talking then, sat on the steps of a villa. Did Sean talk? Yes. He said, how can you make me look like that in front of Paul? Jane continues. She says, Sean told me to apologize to Paul. I messaged her and said I was sorry. I guess maybe him, because we know Paul's a man. I messaged him and said I was sorry how I acted, that I was really glad that he'd come out to see me. Who told you to do that? She says, Sean. What did you write to Sly? If he could come to Turks, I told him he'd need a passport and vaccination. What did Sly respond? I'm willing, but I don't have a vaccination card. Why did you do this? To make it up to Sean. I'm interested to see how the defense is going to handle this next week when it comes to her. I already know they're going to paint the picture that this was consensual. You did this of your own will. You said that you wanted to make him happy. This is what you wanted to do. This is how they're going to paint the picture. I'm telling you how they're going to paint the picture. But again, when we talk about cycles of abuse, cycles of manipulation, why did you write this to Sly and Paul? She says, I wanted them to feel good, like they were not being used. Why? I just do. What was the love contract in March of 2023? He asked, how much did I want per month? I said 15 and he said 10. We talked about this. He started paying your rent. She says, yes. Who's paying your rent now? Sean. Wait a minute.
What is this, honey?
What? OMG, not anymore. She says, what else does Sean pay for? She says, my teeth. Okay. I just got to go back on this statement. Because remember, she was dating him up until he got arrested. So he started paying your rent. Jane says, yes. Who is paying your rent now? She says, Sean. What else did Sean pay for? My teeth. What do you mean? Sean didn't like my teeth. I got new veneers. He also paid to furnish the house. My allowance just didn't do it. I used 3 credit cards. I had promised him an all-star party. What's that? I'd bring the top 3 guys all in the same night. Why? I was with my lover and he liked that. I told him I had to be awake at 8 a.m. Sunday. I said the last time I got sick. The first text, she says he felt hesitation from about the all-star party, he asked. Does your private area, she says something else, hurt? You're not being straight with me. Comey says, the 2D a minute later, he quoted my text asking to help with more furniture for the house. Here Sean writes, Rico is ready. Who was that? Maybe the man named Michael, or wait, maybe it was a role play and Sean was Rico. You don't know? She says, I don't. Why did you send Sean a photo of pink toilet paper to show that my period was about to come down, that I needed the night off? Let's postpone. What did he write back? You're getting your hair done for nothing? I'm done. Ooh. AUSA Comey says, what did you mean movie night was not on my mind? What was that? We would not have an entertainer. We just have our own movies of the hotel nights. We called it movie night. Also, they're watching the freak-offs. Or the hotel nights, as they're referring to it now. And I guess the reason why they probably stopped calling it freak-offs is because, remember the timeline of this, by this time, that had been exposed. In 2023, the freak-offs were exposed in November of 2023 from Cassie's lawsuit. But again, he had called it multiple things, I guess, with different people. Comey says, what did you write? I wrote, why do you talk about the father of my child? All because you don't get your way one night and bust a nut? AUA says, what did he say back in this voice message? She says, I don't have, Combs's voice you hear say, I don't have time, baby girl. Combs's voice says, you need to get on your job. How did you interpret that? Making sure he's happy, including these nights. How did you respond? That he always brought up paying for the house. It felt like, I don't know, this guilt trip. I think this is a good time to break for the day, AUSA Comey says. The judge says, jurors, thanks for staying late. Avoid any coverage about the case. All rise, the jury leaves. So let's get into our summary, because this video is running long. And for those that are new here, I try to keep these videos as short as possible, because when we upload them, sometimes the longer the video, the longer it takes, and it opens up for different errors and things like that. So let's get into some of what NBC News is reporting. But before we do that, I do want to play the audio that was going around the internet in regards to a voice note, allegedly, that Diddy left for Jane, victim two.
Hey, I really don't know what's going on with you, but I just want to just give you a heads up that I'm about to really disappear on you. You feel me? I'm not going to be playing these games with you at all, at all. So I don't know. You think you silent treating me, and you think I'm going to be, nah. You'll have a rude awakening. You'll just have silence. And ain't nobody threatening you. And I ain't trying to go back and forth with no woman. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I ain't got no time for no games. Where my life is at right now, I don't have no time for no games, baby girl. Me and you could be mad. I could have a spat. We could have whatever. Then after that, you better get on your job. That's all it is. Because you got me on my job. Nah, it ain't never going to work like that over here. You know what I'm saying? I was trying not to leave this message, but you have left me no choice. So either you go in the direction of like moving on and shit like that, or you like just like have me just keep moving. Ain't no threat. I'm just being clear. I can't do this with you every time you get upset.
They play this audio in court in regards to what Sean Diddy Combs said to her. Get on your job. That particular part. The AUSAs are, the Southern District of New York, are trying to say that she wasn't his girlfriend. She basically was an S worker, the way he was manipulating and using her. This is probably leaning into the S trafficking charges. Of course, the RICO charges, building an enterprise, using your workers for this type of behavior. Remember, there are certain points that they have to hit, and they only have to prove two when it comes to the RICO charges. But initially hearing this, I said, well, it just sounds like a guy that is having a fight with his girlfriend or lover. And I don't really necessarily feel like it's so damning that it's so like, oh my gosh, Diddy is going to jail. This is the smoking gun. I don't feel that way. But I also don't believe that the Southern District of New York are necessarily using it as that smoking gun. I think they're just trying to emphasize. They're adding a small puzzle to the bigger picture, I think. But how does it land with the jury? We already talked in the last video on day 17 about the jury's reaction to some of the testimony already, and that there's one particular juror that does not have a poker face. She seems like she doesn't necessarily believe the witnesses from the prosecution. Some of them. Let's get into some of these summaries and then we can wrap up today's recap. But as a reminder, don't forget to like the video. Don't forget to share the video. And don't forget, if you're listening to this on the Kempire podcast, because we are uploading our extended versions, because sometimes I add additional content there, be sure to subscribe and be sure to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Shout out to those of you that have been following us on Spotify. I love interacting with you in the comments section. There's a comments option for Spotify as well. I also drop, for those that are Club Kempire members, and if you want to be a Club Kempire member, that is a paid subscription on Apple exclusively. You can do it through the app or their website if you don't have an Apple device. There is a 3-free-day trial. I dropped some, if you love Bravo, I dropped some Bravo-related tea in that episode. I also talk more about my meditation experience this past Friday, so be sure to check that out on Club Kempire. Let's get into the summary of this, and shout out to our King's Guards for holding us down in the live chat, our channel members, and of course our subscribers. And those of you watching The Bushes, you can still like the video. I won't know that you liked the video. It's okay. I won't know. I promise you. And this is just a summary of some of what we just read, everyone. So before the trip to New York, Jane recalled making clear to Combs that she did not want to participate in a hotel night, even though Combs kept asking if she wanted to. When they got to the Trump Hotel, she said that the assistants were there setting up the room for a hotel night, and she remembers bickering with Combs because she said she didn't want to participate. In response, Combs was very defensive, she said. I wonder, was she on her way? Because remember when he was arrested, they found the materials for a freak off, a hotel night, in his hotel room. Was she on her way? Or maybe it was someone else he was going to have? But remember, she dated him up until his arrest. Was she in New York? Are we going to find that out next week? I don't know. If he's still paying her rent, how is that? Because they know that she was going to testify. So that's interesting. Okay. I guess I think next week's testimony from Jane. Right this week, I think a lot of people are going to say, nothing really new. He's a freak, blah, blah, blah. I think next week we might get answers to some of the questions that I'm pointing out. So she recalled him saying that she didn't have to participate in sexual encounters anymore. But in my heart, I knew that he didn't mean that because it still happened that night. Combs made Jane take ecstasy, she testified, and put her in an outfit before a man came in. I took Sean to the bedroom and told him I couldn't do this, and he was agitated, she said. And he asked her what surprises she had for him. She said that she wanted to make it up to him since he wasn't going to have the night he envisioned. So she messaged another entertainer she had worked with before because I knew that would make him happy and wanted to have an upbeat night with him. Jane said in the court that she booked entertainers for hotel nights twice as a surprise for Combs because she knew it was to be expected. I could read between the lines. He didn't have to tell me to do things, she said. He would say, I can't wait to see what you have for me. I knew the task was to set up a hotel night for him. Jane said that she surprised Combs for a celebration for his coming home from a long trip. When asked how she felt about Combs, she said that she loved him very deeply, told him every day. Sidebar. Part of what I'm thinking now, because I just want to share my thoughts. Part of what I'm thinking is that she's testifying because maybe, allegedly, I don't know this for a fact, the prosecution says, we have you doing this for Combs. We can charge you for the transportation of these S workers. And you could face this amount of time in jail and be away from your child. I can see them saying that to her. And this is why she's testifying. Okay, that's just a side note. Jane said that Combs asked her to get her nipples pierced while she was in a relationship with him. He said it would turn him on and that's what he wanted from his girl. She said Combs recommended a place to get the piercing and his former chief of staff, Christina Curram, helped her set up the appointment. It felt like something bit them, she said, adding that she took them off after a year because they bled and he got infected. Sean would say things like, where are my piercings? This is the last time I see you where you don't have the piercings on, she said. He was agitated. Jane also described to the courtroom what she'd do to prepare for hotel nights with Combs. I would always be on point. I would have my nails, hair, and tan. I would have outfits and shoes ready, same type of shoes every night, high heels, stripper heels. I had them on the entire time of the night. It was a lot. The baby oil would make my feet sticky and oily and make me like slip out of those shoes. Amid the hotel nights, Jane said that she got, this is why I'm reading the summaries, because I didn't see this in Inner City Press's transcribing. She says that she got a urinary tract and yeast infections and almost every week, and that she had to take antibiotics for constant pain. Remember, Cassie said the same thing, and she said at one particular point that the antibiotics stopped working. It would take her between a week and a half and a couple of weeks to recover, she says, sometimes she couldn't recover fully before another hotel night. She said that she used to get soreness in her private area and pelvic area every night, but that she never told Combs that. She also said that she didn't stop when she got sore, but she's not sure why. Oof. Jane said that Combs told her toward the end of their relationship that he did not know how she felt about hotel nights, despite her saying she told him multiple times in text and in person. She testified that she believed him at the time, but has reviewed their text messages with each other, and she had been telling him the same thing over and over again since 2021. So it looks like he was trying to cover himself, remember? This is after the Cassie of it all. Jane said that when she tell him how she felt about hotel nights during their relationship, he was upset, dismissive, belittling. In December 12th of 2022, note, Jane wrote that she was done being used by Combs. And this is a note that's probably on her phone, not a text message to him. She wrote, you are hurtful and damaging to me. I have to go away from you because you have crossed too many lines. The note shown in court continued, I am done being used by you. You leave me to clean up and recover on my own. Mm-mm-mm. Jane told the court that Combs went on a trip with another woman after a hotel night they had on her birthday in 2023. She found out about it when she saw that the other woman had posted a private jet decorated for her birthday on Instagram, adding that they went to Turks and Caicos, a destination she asked Combs to take her to many times. It made me feel absolutely terrible. I just finished my birthday with him. It broke my heart because I just finished spending my birthday with all these guys having sex with me, and then he would leave me and do a romantic gesture for someone else. When Jane confronted him, Combs said that he didn't feel like telling her what he was doing with someone else. In a text to Combs shown in court, she said that she didn't want to do a hotel night on her birthday and that she was frustrated and feeling used. Combs responded by accusing Jane of throwing sex in my face and saying, "Let's just be friends." Manipulative, clearly. I don't throw sex in your face constantly, but these nights require everything out of me for 30 to 40 hours straight, she responded via text. I figure on my birthday, you would switch it up on me. You're making me feel used right now, and now you're breaking up with me? Combs eventually texted her that he missed her and asked to make it up to her. Jane told the court that she didn't respond for 13 days. An attorney for Jane, an ex-girlfriend of Sean Combs, who was speaking in court on the condition of anonymity, says that media outlets are trying to expose her identity. Hence why I'm telling you guys, let's not. I think it's easy to kind of pinpoint based off of what's been playing out in the blogs over the last couple of years, but let's not do that in the chat. The attorney accused the outlets of live streaming and posting articles, actively attempting to uncover her client's identity, and asked the court to stop these attempts to violate the court's order. The judge said members of the public are doing their own investigations and are making attempts to discern her identity. The judge told the attorney to identify who is trying to do this and make a submission, adding that he will consider issuing a gag order to the media if someone is found to have violated the rules. So don't y'all try and get me in trouble with Judge Aaron Submarinian. I'm not trying, Judge. Okay? All right. So Jane said that Combs is still paying her rent. In March of 2023, she said that she and Combs had made an agreement that he would pay a monthly allowance. I said $15,000. He said $10,000. Jane said about the allowance. I started looking for new places and moved into a new home and used that budget. I wanted something big and spacious for my child and I to enjoy. A place I could go home to and enjoy. Some sense of balance in the relationship. I had been giving him all my love and this was him giving me something. When asked by the prosecution what she would have to do as a part of the agreement, she said that she could, quote, get money for everything without pressure for 2 years. In August of 2023, Jane said that Combs texted her asking, "Are we getting freaky tonight?" It isn't clear what she responded, but Combs texts back, "Well, get over it, please. Look at the roof over your head." Damn. Combs was paying her rent then and is still paying her rent now, she disclosed. She said the allowance was not enough to furnish her new place, adding that she opened three credit cards and went into debt in order to buy furniture. I wonder after today's testimony or this week's testimony, is that rent not being paid? So how is it being paid by him if he's in jail? I mean, again, this is a reminder that he has power and people still doing his dirty work on the outside. He still has employees. Texts shown in court and read by Jane show that Combs became irritated at her when she postponed an all-star hotel night because she was on her period and feeling unwell. And look, I'm not a woman, but I have plenty of sisters and women friends. Imagine how you feel when you're going through your monthly and someone's requiring or pressuring you, allegedly, to have sex or do anything that you don't want to do during that time of the month. An all-star hotel night involves more than just an entertainer at one time, Jane explained. She said that she texted Combs that her body hit a wall and that she did not want to do drugs, to which he responded to drink champagne instead. When she told him that she got her period and shared a picture with him proving she was menstruating, Combs accused her of acting weird as F and playing him. "F you for real, leave me alone," Combs texted her. Jane texts back that she had been giving him hotel nights for 2.5 years and that she's not a liar, cheater, or a sex robot. "We just need to have a serious talk about everything," she wrote. Combs did not respond to her for 3 weeks. I think this is all him manipulating. In an audio message from Combs, Jane played in court, he warned her that she was going to have a rude awakening. You will have silence if she did not participate in hotel nights with him. I'm not going to be playing these games with you at all, he said in the message. He then told her, you got me on my job. It will never work like that all over here. You need to get on your job, meaning his job of supporting her financially and her job of taking care of him and making sure he's happy. I can see the defense spinning this in a way that he was just talking about the relationship, not talking about these hotel nights. It's going to be interesting to see their defense next week. In a quote, you left me no choice. You have me treating you, he said. I am trying to be clear. I'm going to disappear on you. So the court adjourns for the day. Here are my reactions to day 18's testimony. It was interesting. I don't know if this is enough proof, but again, we talked about this with prosecutor Kirsten Brown. They don't need a lot to prove RICO. And I feel like they already hit those points already in other testimony. This testimony, though, is interesting. And it will be interesting to see next week how the defense counteracts what Jane has testified already. What we've proven so far, and that's no speculation, is that Diddy is a horrible person, an abusive person, a manipulative person. But have they proven the charges? Slowly but surely, we're in week 4, now going into week 5. I definitely think that the prosecution has a strong case, but I still believe that defense has played their hand pretty strongly as well. But have they proven enough on either side for the jury? I don't know. And if there's one juror that doesn't believe the prosecution's proven their case, that ruins it. Remember, it has to be unanimous in order for you to get not guilty or guilty. We shall see. Guys, as always, don't forget to like this video. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to check out all of our Diddy trial updates in the playlist that we've created, or hear them with extended versions on the Kempire podcast. Subscribe today for that as well. Thank you for everyone that's liked the video already. Thank you to our mods. Thank you to our channel members. Become a member today at teamkempire.com/join. And of course, thank you to our subscribers. We appreciate you guys being here as well, watching the content. We also appreciate those of you that haven't subscribed because maybe I haven't convinced you enough that I am worthy of you subscribing. Don't rely on the algorithm to remind you when we are going live, when we have breaking news, or when we upload a new video, or when we post on the community tab. Subscribe today, turn on your notifications. If notifications are not working, turn them off, turn them back on, unsubscribe, subscribe. Do the things. Be sure to follow me on other platforms as well, like Twitter, Blue Sky. I'm also posting these video links there, just in case you missed them. Thank you so much for watching and, of course, for listening.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. As always, you can hear Kempire on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. More information can be found on KempireRadio.com.
Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to 2 free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.